Here with John Stanley at 22 minutes past four. As you've just heard, another horror day on the Australian market. The market suffering what we now think is the biggest single fall since 1997 when it closed at 4 o'clock down by 7.05%. As we've just heard, the banks copped it very, very hard. This was after a big falls on the Asian and the European markets overnight, caused in large part by growing fears of a worldwide slowdown. 12th straight day of losses for the Australian market, biggest losing streak since January of 1982. Wall Street in the US was closed for a public holiday. But you just wonder whether all of this is rewriting some of the rules that were being set up for 2008 for instance, the markets, for the world economic outlook, for the new government as it puts its budget together. Well, a man who's, I think, had a fairly nervous day today, the founder of the website Crikey.com, shareholder activist, author of the Main Report, Stephen Main, who's on the line with me now. Stephen, good afternoon to you.
Hi, John. How are you?
Not a great day. I think you're at the tennis, are you?
I am. I'm trying to get away from all this massive losses I'm suffering along with everyone else who's invested in the market.
Well, I know as a shareholder activist, you've got shares in most Australian companies. You go to the shareholder meetings and you ask some tough questions. But I think you said on the Crikey website earlier today, you've lost thousands yourself.
Yeah, down about 10 grand today and down about 40 grand overall. So yeah, I own shares in 600 companies. It's only worth about 200,000, but I put 240 in and I'm down to 200.
So down to 200, yeah.
It's an expensive game being a shareholder activist, but at least I haven't got any debt. That's my saving grace, because this market is punishing anyone and anything with debt. That's what it's all about.
Okay, well, for the average punters, there's a few aspects of this. Superannuation, we saw all of that money pouring into superannuation last year. If you've got a good part of your super in shares, that mightn't have been such a wise decision.
Well, you've had a wonderful run since March 2003, where the market had almost tripled over that period, and now we're down 25% from the peak. So certainly, if you've held stocks since November the 1st last year, when the market peaked, you're down 25% and it's getting expensive. So you certainly want to be maximum amount of exposure in bonds and cash at the moment, because the share market is just getting absolutely pummeled. And these declines are rising each day. Yesterday, 2.6% fall was the biggest of the 11-day run. And then today, we're down 6.7%, which, as you said in your intro, is the biggest single-day loss in 10 years. And that alone has wiped $90 billion off the Australian market in 12 days, bringing the total losses to $270 billion, more than $100 billion of which is straight off the $1 trillion of super that Australians have.
Yeah, there's an interesting aspect to this. I heard analysts yesterday saying, look, it's all driven by fear, people shouldn't be panicking. And yet, if you did panic yesterday and sold yesterday, you're doing better than someone that would be selling today, at the end of today.
Well, I've been buying every day, John, and my philosophy is, well, the market's cheaper today.
Yes.
But I have to say I'm getting a bit nervous. But look, it can't go to zero. Obviously, by definition, if it's 25% lower than it was in November, then it's 25% cheaper. So it can't keep falling to zero. But when you see falls of this size, everyone gets scared, you get panic selling, and you get things like margin calls, people are forced to sell by the banks, and that's just exacerbating the problem. So it's the cascading effect. You know, it's one company having an exposure and another company, that company falling over, and then it just spreads like wildfire, with debt being the thing which everyone is running like crazy from.
What about the federal government then? They're talking about tightening their belts. They're talking about a big budget surplus. Do they now have to recalibrate all their settings for this year?
Well, in talking about inflation, they're fighting yesterday's battle. The battle now is liquidity, confidence, and they're right to a point about saving. I mean, we need to, as a nation, improve our savings. Well, you know, you can't keep having a current account deficit of $60 billion a year. And if you've got a $600 billion foreign debt, which is what Australia has, rising, you know, by $50 billion a year, which is what it is doing, if you suddenly have a global credit crunch, then you're going to get hit. And the stocks that are getting hit hardest on the market are those that have got too much debt. I mean, Babcock & Brown today was down 15%. Macquarie Media, which is one of the most indebted of the Macquarie Bank satellites, was down 20% at one stage. Centro Retail was another 30% today. So it really is just debt which is causing fear. And unfortunately, Australia has got too much debt. The one saving grace is that we still hopefully have the resources boom in China to save us from hopefully too much more pain.
Okay.